Live to Lead Seminar coming back to Galesburg once again. Good morning. It is 8:15. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Live to Lead. It's a great event. It's been here before in the fourth year of it. And if you don't know what this is about, we're going to tell you all about it. Joining us here this morning, the host of the event locally, Dr. Pete Kehoe, is the owner of Kehoe Eye Care. Pete, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Tom, for
having
us
back. Thanks for coming in with us. Yeah, and Kelly Pointer, also one of the organizers. Kelly, good morning. How are you today?
I am awesome. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. Well, let's start with this. I'll start with you, Pete, with Live to Lead. Kind of the history for you, how you kind of found out about John Maxwell and this group and what goes on with this.
Sure. Yeah, so I've been reading John Maxwell books for years. I've always kind of considered him the guru, and he's the noted guru of leadership, but about 2016, I was certified as a John Maxwell trainer, speaker, coach. My daughter did it in 2018, which then that was the first year that we found out about Live to Lead and decided to host it locally. 2019, Kelly joined the John Maxwell team as well, and we hosted a second year at the Orpheum, had a great outing. Last year was virtual, a little tricky. And that's why we're getting a little bit of a late start this year, but we just wanted to make sure we brought Live to Lead back to Galesburg and at the Orpheum in particular.
Is there a short, quick description? Because some people think, is this health, self-help? It sounds more like being a leader, whether it's in your business, your community, with your coworkers, your family, whatever the case may be.
Absolutely. I look at it as it's a four-hour chance for personal and professional growth as an individual, but it's really centered around leadership as well, because we lead in everything. We lead as a family. We lead as kids in school. We're really excited that the CEO group, the Knox County CEO group, will be there again this year, because the future leaders is what it's all about. But I really see this as an opportunity, especially with this year's speaker lineup. If you've got a business, if you are on a church board, if you are a community leader, meaning that you're on a board of, let's say it's a county board or the city council or a leadership inside of the government, I just feel like this is the year we needed to get back and refocus. And 4 hours is a great investment in your time. And if they do a VIP pass, they have a chance for a 72-hour replay of the event, as well as about 10 extra hours of bonus content. So it's super great value. Most importantly, it's back in Galesburg.
Kelly, how much prodding did it take to get you interested and get involved?
It didn't take me a lot of prodding at all. Of course, when you see the example set before you, right, you're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Live to Lead seminar coming here to Galesburg. We are October 8th. So just a little more than a week away at the Orpheum Theater, as we mentioned. Well, let's talk about tickets. There are three different levels of tickets and different things that you can get with your different levels. Kelly, can you talk about what tickets get people what benefits?
Absolutely. So there are three different levels. The student tickets, we always love to include students and the new young professionals and stuff. Their tickets are $39. The general admission ticket is $69. And then the VIP is actually $109. And with the VIP, you have immediate access to a lot of 2019 speakers, a lot of rebroadcast, as well as 72 hours of replay. And there are going to be three bonus speakers in Atlanta in the afternoon: Tim Elmore, Don Yeager, and
Don Mamby.
Oh, Joel Mamby.
Joel Mamby.
Okay, there you yes. go. So
So a lot of extra content.
You bet.
And I'm guessing that people, once they kind of see and get the gist and listen to the first few speakers, are probably going to be wishing, I wish I could get this extra content for these other people, because I guess you're kind of getting that motivation right there.
Right, and we actually have an opportunity for folks that either come as a student ticket or a general admission. They can upgrade, and we can get them that 72 hours of bonus content as well at the event. We can actually get them signed up right there. So, you know, come and see what it's about. I think, you know, when you look at the lineup, you know, it's John Maxwell, number one leadership guru. Kelly's favorite, Jamie Kern Lima.
She is. She's the founder of IT Cosmetics. She made her big breakthrough on QVC and then actually sold her company for $1.2 billion to L'Oreal and went in as the first female CEO in
wow.
like 100 and some years. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
And then my favorite, who really inspired me to create a Facebook page called For Galesburg, Jeff Henderson wrote the book Know What You're For. And I think for the businesses in the community, but even the organizations in the community, I think Jeff's message is going to really resonate. You know, we as a company or as an organization, we believe we stand for something, but yet do our customers and our constituents actually say that we stand for what it is that we believe? So the idea is Jeff is trying to close that gap so that we as a company or organization are really meeting the needs and allowing our customers and constituents to really lean into helping us be good for our community as our number one and then good for everything else. And I've kind of created a hashtag, you know, hashtag for Galesburg, and because I think there's so much positive. I think the Stearman fly-in was a great example, and really we need to, as a community, realize how much positive we have here. So I just see this Facebook page as a way to kind of really, you know, post all the photos that are really good for Galesburg.
Well, and you know, that, and that's a great idea, because a lot with social media, a lot of what we see is the negative.
Exactly.
But then, but if you go back, as you mentioned, the Stearman fly-in, I mean, if you were just that weekend, if you went to the Stearman fly-in and the Labor Day parade, that was one of the most unbelievable. I'd never seen that mass of people before at one of the parades. It was just so neat to see everybody kind of come together in the community, and you know, whether it was a Stearman or that, it was just a really, really cool thing. So there are a lot of great things here.
Yeah, there really are. And I think, you know, Jeff, after I read his book and heard him a little bit, and I got to meet him, and actually I'll put it back on my Facebook page because he did a little intro video for us, because he just really inspired me to really rally around the idea that it's our community. You know, we just invested a lot in our practice, and I think I'd love every new thing. I just the newspaper had the Willis Lofts. You know, that's a great example of doing something that's really good for the community. So I just am really inspired by it, and I think this speaker lineup is just unbelievable. Kelly, you can talk about Valerie Burton. She's a coach, so I'll let you do that.
Yep, you know, and every year I say, you know, the speaker lineup is spot on, and then the next year it gets even better. Valerie Burton, her research is actually in positive psychology, and she's a life strategist and a coach. Actually had a chance to see her in action in Orlando, and she is actually joined the Maxwell faculty. I am working currently on her new coaching leg, and she has some great stuff. She's going to be awesome.
Yeah, she's on, you know, been on Good Morning America and all kinds of things. And so a lot of people recognize her, and she's amazing. And the last speaker, which is somebody who a lot of people may not know him, is his name is Ed Milet. And Ed is all about peak performance. And I was looking at the lineup in the book, and it's kind of like if he's going to end the event, it's you're going to walk away just going, okay, how do I go change the world? Because he is one of those guys that he just lives what he teaches, and I think he's going to inspire and motivate the individuals that are there to really go back and take action on the things that they've learned that morning and really make a difference.
Live to Lead Seminar coming to the Orpheum Theater on October 8th. Dr. Pete Kehoe joining us, Kelly Pointer joining us again. So how can people get tickets to the event?
Well, they can actually go to the Orpheum box office if they'd like to. I think they're open like 10 to 2 most days. You can actually buy them there live. You can go to, I think it's GalesburgOrpheum.org. We came up with just a direct link, which is L2LTTT.com, and that'll actually take you to that direct link. You can also find us on Facebook, the Transformational Team, and Kelly can reach out to you if there's any questions or anything that anybody has. But we're trying to make it as easy as we can. And if for some reason somebody's listening to us and they absolutely cannot make it live,
this is the exciting part.
This is kind of neat. We were able to secure some what I would call premier sponsors, Transitions Optical, Essilor, who makes all the Verilux lenses and Crizal, and Vision Source help sponsor a virtual option for us. And what's really cool is that so if they go to L2LTTTvirtual.com, they can purchase a $79 virtual pass anywhere in the world. They'll have that 72 hours of rebroadcast, all the bonus content. And one little extra thing is that for every virtual ticket that we sell, we're going to donate $10 to Optometry Cares, which is the AOA Foundation, to support the programs like Infant-C and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow, really cool. You know, the thing is that somebody might be listening, okay, they may have heard John Maxwell's name but not know much about him, or the other speakers for that matter. They say, well, this is the guy, he's one of those, calls himself a motivational speaker, and this is how he's making his money. No, you look at the resume of any one of these speakers, they've done a lot in their lives, especially as leaders.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of the people that John brings is, you know, you can talk a great game, but you really have to live it first.
Yeah.
You know, you have to do first before you can really go and teach, I think. And that's the real beauty of this speaker lineup especially. You know, I know Kelly's favorite is, you know, Jamie Kern-Lima. We saw her in August live and kind of listened to her story. And there's a lot of struggling businesses over the last, you know, 2 years especially. But as a small business, you struggle. And she was one of those that struggled and was told no multiple times. But she always had this knowing in her heart. And I think it's a reminder that no matter what we do in life, if you really truly believe in what it is, it's probably the right thing, and in the end, it's going to be good.
Yeah, that check for what was it, $1.2 billion or whatever? That's a pretty good thing in your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, one of the best stories she told was actually somebody who had told her no ultimately became a paid advisor that she paid. And ultimately said biggest mistake he'd ever made was not investing in that company.
Yeah. So. Well, yeah, absolutely. But yeah, and you know, it's really interesting. You talked about, you know, the kids and the CEO class is going to be there. That's a really interesting, I hadn't thought of it from that respect. I'm thinking, you know, as a business owner or somebody in a leadership position, but it's not just that. It's for anybody. If you're working a job that you love or whatever, just being, you know, like you said, a leader in your family, your community, even at work as an employee, or student, as you said.
Yeah, one of the brightest things was last year. She's a friend of mine, but shocked us that she had purchased a virtual ticket, and she was on every post event that we did, and it was really fascinating. And I asked her, I said, "Why did you do that?" And she is a retired person. And I said, "Why did you do this?" And she said, "Because if you don't continue to grow the rest of your life, you might as well not be here." And I thought, wow, you know, that's a powerful statement, and it's really true. I think personal growth and development is a daily event, and I think the more we do each day to do that. You know, I look at the, you know, I've been on church boards. I've been on countless nonprofits and things like that, and it's pretty amazing to see that. But you know, we are really fortunate that we've got great business sponsors here.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the radio stations, Galesburg Broadcasting is amazing. You know, you guys are outstanding. We couldn't ask for better partners.
Mostly Tyler. I'm just saying.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. Galesburg Chamber, they're going over the top this year because they see this as a way to really help inspire the local businesses and everything. And we got some great gold sponsors that have come back from the past. Galesburg Nissan, Watson Thomas Funeral Home, Tompkins State Bank. New this year is Yam Auto Group. We're really excited to have them there. Kehoe Eye Care is part of it. And then the Community Foundation is supporting the Knox CEO Group. So that's awesome. We've got some small business sponsors as well.
We do. I got to meet the gal that brought us Carriage House Bakery. Mm-hmm. They're going to join us as a small business sponsor. Moments by Heart Photography. She's going to actually come in and take photos for us as well. Lenny's Grill and Subs, and then the Strength Collective too.
And we still have time to add some business sponsors. So if somebody has more than two people that they want to bring, or if they have two they want to bring, they can be a small business sponsor. 15 or less employees is kind of the criteria. Anybody else that'd like to bring more than two people, reach out to us directly because we can still make them a sponsor. It's actually a better value than just purchasing individual tickets.
It is. They can be a sponsor and get the VIP tickets. But, too, if there's a group that wants to come and doesn't want to sponsor, if they reach out to me, I'll be happy to get them a group package.
Perfect. Kelly Pointer, Dr. Pete Kehoe joining us. Live to Lead, the seminar coming October 8th at the Orpheum Theater. You can do it virtually as well. You know, it's interesting. I'll send this to you, Kelly, that these are people, and especially if you look at John Maxwell and his age and everything he's done in his life, he doesn't have to be doing anything. He's very successful, but yet, and probably the same case with, they don't have to be doing anything at this point because they are so successful, but yet here they are. And I guess that's one of the great things about this, and maybe will inspire somebody else that once you learn this and whatever you're successful in, that you're going to want to pass this along as well.
Absolutely. They're people of value that want to bring value to others. And you know, Bill Nye, the Science Guy, says everyone we meet knows something we don't know. So you always want to meet new people. You want to join together with like-minded people. You always want to learn something you don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's always one takeaway.
It's going to bring great energy. I'm excited to be back in the Orpheum because, you know, it's a totally different energy in the room, and I can't wait to see everybody there. They can space out if they want to. They can sit together if they want to, but I'm just excited to see them in the Orpheum.
Yeah, it's nice to have crowds of people again for whatever
yes.
it is. But
well,
yeah.
and that's it's really true. You know, we anticipated that the attendance this year would be a little bit lower, so it's like, wow, do you want to put them in a 900-seat theater? Yeah, absolutely, because then they can socially distance and feel
right.
comfortable, which is really what our whole goal was. You know, everybody that comes, we'll give them some little snacks and things like that. But it really, for us, it was a chance to what better place to bring our community back to but to the grand house of the Orpheum Theater? And that was just really important to us to do it. So we're really excited this year. I think the lineup is second to none.
Spot on.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, wait till next year, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just wait till next year.
Well, and I'm guessing also, you know, having the group together in person, everybody's got a bit of motivation in them after listening to these speakers. And here you are. Who knows who you might meet there? Maybe it's a community member you haven't met. Another business owner is like, you know what? Maybe we could get together on something. Or maybe you know, they work together on an organization, whatever the case may be.
That's 100% true. I don't know if anybody else has become a Zoombie, but I am so tired of Zoom meetings. And for us to be able to come back together and be in person and feel the energy in the room, that's the part that's so exciting. I mean, they do a great job kind of hyping this. This is a live event that's being broadcast to us simulcast from Atlanta. And they have, you know, probably 1,000 people in the audience there. And there's an energy in that audience. And even if we only have 50 people in the Orpheum, there is always an energy in that room. And we try to bring that same excitement from them. And it's a really great opportunity, I think. You know, I look at the organizations that are in our community right now and who couldn't use just a little bit more motivation, a little bit more leadership savvy, a little bit more lean in on how to be a more effective leader. And we lead at all levels.
Live to Lead is the seminar, October 8th, Orpheum Theater. It all gets underway at 8 o'clock on that morning. Again, L2LTTT.com. That's where you can go to get your tickets. You can also go to the Orpheum box office to get your tickets as well. You can find information also on the Facebook page.
TheTransformationalTeam.com.
TheTransformationalTeam.com. And so, thanks to all the sponsors. We appreciate that because that's you can't do it without the help of the community. You're helping out the community, but you need the help of the community to do an event like this.
Absolutely. Yeah, we really couldn't say, you know, thanks enough to all of our sponsors. And, you know, we promise next year we'll get out into the community a lot earlier. We'll know the date as we leave on October 8th. We'll know the date for next year. We won't know all the speakers because we usually don't know them all until July. But I think everybody who attends this year is going to know that next year will be equal to or even better.
Yeah, and I think people just need to realize how big an event this is. Like I said, it's not just being broadcast here. This is everywhere. There's going to be thousands and thousands and thousands of people participating in the same thing the same day.
Like Kelly and I believe there's about 400 host sites around the world that are going to host this live simulcast. One of the things that's kind of neat that we forgot to mention actually is that because we host this, we actually have the ability if a business or organization comes to the event. We have the ability to come back and rebroadcast all the way until the end of February, any part or all of the event. So a lot of times we've had companies in the past that have come to the event and said, hey, would you come and do a training? We want to hear, I think one of them, I'm trying to remember which of the speakers it was at the time.
Alan Mulally.
They were like all in. They wanted to hear Alan Mulally again because his message resonated so well. So we replayed that to, I think it was 3 or 4 different businesses, as well as a couple of organizations that wanted to hear his message. So that's something we have an opportunity to do as well. So it makes a lot of sense as a business or an organization, come and check it out and then realize that if you wanted to just have parts of that, we can come back and do it privately for your own company or organization.
For your entire team.
Yeah, I suppose if you're sitting there, Kelly, and watching, it's like, okay, well, this isn't really speaking to me. I hear it, but just wait because one of those speakers, it's going to hit home with you. I'm like, yes, that's what I've been needing to hear.
I guarantee you're going to walk out the door with something that you can put into play immediately.
Absolutely.
And sometimes ROI is investing in yourself.
Absolutely. Live to Lead again. It's coming October 8th, Orpheum Theater, John C. Maxwell and all the other speakers. Another great event. And guys, thank you so much. I mean, it's really cool that this, you know, like you said, 400 sites around the world where this is being done. And
right.
Here in Galesburg, Illinois, that makes it pretty special for us to be able to have this.
Well, we're really honored to be able to do it. You know, I'm a lifelong resident of Galesburg, and however we can add value back to our community, we just want to do that. And, you know, people say, well, why don't you just go do it in Peoria or do it in the Quad Cities? Well, the reality is that it starts at home, in Galesburg's home.
They can come here.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Call your friends. Let them know. If they've got, hey, you know the business owners in the other communities, let them know.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Going to help them out too. But, yeah, It all, like you said, it all starts at home.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Live to Lead, October 8th at the Orpheum Theater. Again, you can get your tickets at the Orpheum. Three different levels. Also, www.l2lttt.com. And virtually also l2lttvirtual.com. So different ways to get yourself set up and really, really great event. Dr. Pete Kehoe, Kelly Pointer, guys, thank you so much again for bringing this event to Galesburg. And thanks for taking time with us this morning.
Thank you, Tom, personally, but also thanks to the radio station for really supporting us.
Yes.